Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF
90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University at the top of Burnaby Mountain. My name's Robin. I feel like it's been such a long time since I've been here with you. Holy smokes. Life kind of takes a turn and then you get on this track that it, you know, sometimes you just can't get off of. the song that we heard was called Calgary Real by Labotine Suriant, and the whole playlist that we're going to hear today was prepared for a show I intended to do for you back on December the 2nd. Yeah. And I think even before then, I haven't been with you since the beginning of November because we had Remembrance Day, and then I think I had an appointment, and then I went to Calgary, which is where this playlist comes from, because I had intended to broadcast to you right after I came back. And then I got the darned COVID. Yes, I did. I got the Rona, and that had me out. And then something else was on Friday, and then we were into the holiday season where the building that we're housed in gets shut down for a period of time. Oh, we had snowpocalypse in there as well. So holy smokes, I apologize for things out of my control in some ways, and I'm happy to be back. So we'll see how long that lasts. Happy New Year, and let's just listen to some music and tap our toes, because, you know, as I was listening to the last bit of Democracy Now there, and the speech by Bishop William Barber, I could just feel the chills, you know, of what he was speaking about, and, you know, not to dismiss his message by any stretch, but sometimes, you know, in the midst of these things, we also just need to take a little bit of a breath. One of the ways that I like to sometimes take a breath is to listen to some lovely gospel music. And gospel music made this particular playlist because one of the reasons I went to Calgary was we were celebrating, we were celebrating the life of my grandmother, who passed away during COVID, and it wasn't possible for all of us to get together, and it was really nice. My cousin came from Ontario, and I haven't seen him for years and 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 many, many years. So it was a really great reunion. But I want to play a few of my favorite gospel tunes, starting with Alberta band Jerusalem Ridge and a track called Green Pastures here on Roots and Berries. Thank you.
if I don't trust in him, I'll be left. We'll be right back.
And that's the Real Time Travelers from their album. Living Real Time, Thinking Old Time, a track called Higher Rock here on Roots and Berries. If that didn't get you sort of up and jumping around, I'm not sure what might. That song made today's playlist because, you know, my entire family is in Calgary. I was born and raised there. And I was reminded of a trip that took with my dad and my sister for, you know, like a milestone birthday. And we all went to Wintergrass down in Tacoma, Washington. And the Real Time Travelers were on the bill. And I remember, you know, being in this tiny little auditorium conference room at the hotel, and everybody was on their feet and dancing, and my sister and I, we had so much fun just dancing to the Real Time Travelers that afternoon. It was a good time, and you know, not to mention that they're a great band. And Martha Scanlon, who's the lead vocalist there, has such a lovely, unique voice. I never tire of that. Another fellow who was at that particular iteration of the festival was David Grisman. And I remember, you know, growing up as a kid, my dad listened to David Grisman and Tony Rice, and I was quite excited to see him play, but he's not exactly the traditionalist that some bluegrassers like and appreciate. And when he was announced on the microphone, literally half the auditorium cleared out. They didn't want to listen. And I just thought it was such a shame. And we're going to have a listen to a track of his where he's playing with Tony Rice. This is Dog After Dark here on Roots and Berries.
3, 4.